prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week here at the Superhuman Nation. We have great shows planned all week long, kicking today's first half hour off with a very, very important discussion about how to slow and even reverse hair loss. This is both for men and women. I don't want you to think that this is strictly a man thing here, because women suffer with thinning hair and alopecia as well as men. We're going to be talking with Brian Simonis in just a moment. Also, later in the show, we're going to be talking to a super-duper triathlon guy, and his name is Luke Tyberski. He's actually preparing to undergo the ultimate triathlon, 2,000 kilometers in 12 days from Africa to, I believe, Morocco or something like that. But anyway, we'll get the details from him a little bit later in the show. But first things first, let's go ahead and welcome Brian Simonis to the show. How are you doing, Brian?
Very well. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic. So this is really a really important topic, because guys are vain, but women are vain as well, and nobody wants to lose their hair. Some of us have it happen at younger ages than others. And you have dedicated a large portion of your life to unlocking, understanding, and then offering solutions to people, right?
Yes, exactly. It's been a really, since the early 1990s, and I really looked through the lens of, you know, a full holistic natural form of medicine, you know, sort of an anti-aging standpoint. And so once every area is possibly understood, you have a better idea of, you know, what's really happening with different situations.
Now, why? Were you losing your hair?
Oh, yeah. When I was about age 19, you know, between 19 and 20, you know, it starts to just come up there, and you're thinking, you know, you cannot imagine, you know, maybe the shape of your head, just the person you are. You just can't imagine that life. You don't want to have that thing happening. In those days, unfortunately, all there was minoxidil and some sort of scalp cleansers. There wasn't any type of other, you know, effective remedies, at least known, other than, you know, certain folk medicine remedies you'd hear about.
Minoxidil is not a good choice for men who have male pattern baldness, right? Minoxidil works if you're losing the hair on the crown of the head, correct?
It actually works for both areas.
It does.
That the research has been, you know, most of the vertex, the crown area, but it's not a very good method for various reasons. Side effects, obviously. Others is that it actually could age your skin. It deranges collagen formation.
Huh.
And it's just an awful, and it doesn't work very well. And I can get into that if you want, but it's got lousy efficacy, really.
Well, okay, so let's talk about why do people lose their hair. It's not just one thing. There's lots of reasons, right?
Yes, and that's really the thing that people don't really understand. People are looking at sort of a, you know, single bullet, you know, quick fix. The truth is, it's sort of like imagine if you had advanced heart disease or advanced cancer in some way. You really have to go through a litany of different potential causes and treatments, sort of a multifactorial process, to really understand how are you individually affected by different environmental toxicity or dietary or other things that may affect the overall outcome, or how to really mitigate the process.
And so is there a way to upfront for a person to determine the most likely cause of their hair loss so then they can approach it from the proper therapeutic approaches?
Yes, and the truth is really it's not an immediate thing. Sometimes it's a deep understanding, learning about yourself through a lot of reading. I do have a form that really gets into sort of how to do this. But once you understand a few fundamental concepts, it becomes a little bit easier. Once people sort of enlighten themselves to, you know, that there's not necessarily a drug or a single particular bullet method to deal with this. So once you understand different areas to cover it, you know, you get into different toxicity, nutrient deficiencies, how diet may play a role, the microbiota, and other things, you can really start making headway, no pun intended, and really start to see a way not just to halt that progression, but also to see some, you know, thicker, improved density.
Now, I have to believe that, and I stand to be corrected, and I'm asking this as a question, but if we look from an evolutionary standpoint, male pattern baldness or that type of alopecia of hair loss on the head is not something that our ancestors suffered from, or am I wrong about that? I mean, I don't mean 1800, 1700. I mean, if we look at human evolution, did we always lose hair on the top of our heads?
That's a great question, Carl. And if you look through history, you will find definitely cultures, you know, way, way back were losing their head. This has sort of been an age-old question. Of course, there are certain indigenous-type peoples. A good example would be the Australian Aborigines. They rarely had any hair loss. They typically lived to be about 100, and they had a superb physicality and incredible dental structure. A great example of this is Dr. Weston Price's seminal work, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, which shows, you know, some marvelous examples of nutritional superiority. But, of course, you've got a lot of cultures just throughout through the ages that were not only had a lot of hair loss, but, you know, fundamentally you can look at this as a stress situation.
Uh-huh.
At its absolute core, when you have, let's say, typically low testosterone levels, you've got a high cortisol level. This could just simply be the rigors of stress in life. And that could sort of, as you're increasing your cortisol, your stress, your fight-or-flight response hormones, and you're reducing that testosterone, that in a sense kind of demasculates a person and at the same time can actually make them more susceptible to hair loss, even though that sometimes common knowledge seems to be inverse of that. But
well, and then DHT plays a role, and obviously, so the three phases of hair growth, I know the anagen phase is when the hair is growing, but then there is the phase where it becomes dormant, and in between that, you lose the hair, right? What are the three phases of hair growth?
Yeah, so you have the anagen, the growth phase, you've got the telogen phase,
telogen.
And then you have the catagen, the sleep phase.
Right.
And so essentially what happens is typically the anagen or growth phase is going to be about 9 months, and then your telogen, your sort of transitory dormant phase, could be anywhere from 1 to 3 months, and the catagen or sleep stages could be about 1 to 3 months. So when people start to go through progressive male pattern baldness, they literally have a reversal. You have your dormant stages, your sleep stages longer, and of course the growing stages much shorter.
And the hair ends up being thinner because it's growing for shorter and shorter periods of time, and then eventually it just stops growing.
Exactly. And also miniaturized, it literally becomes thin. So when people get a higher density, the thickness of that actual shaft is just significant to a point where it even becomes invisible or very visible.
There's no way for us to address everything in this show. So I want to go ahead and plug your websites real quick, if you can, please, so that people can go and follow up to a greater degree, because you've invested over 20 years into this, and I think that you have the single best source for answers for anybody who's worried about hair loss or has already undergone hair loss and they either want to stop it and possibly reverse it. What are the websites?
The best site to go to is called immortalhair.org. So www.immortalhair.org.
Okay.
And within that site, you can find not just the male pattern baldness regimen. You can also find a forum. And there's also other websites you can connect to within. There's the other one called longevitypost.com, and you can find that also through immortalhair.org. Through Longevity Post, there are some articles, and there are some videos as well that get into the discussion. So you can, it's a little bit more, if someone doesn't want to do a lot of academic reading, they can simply watch the video, and it's a good overview.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Brian Simonis talking about how to halt and even regrow your own hair. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkalin, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkalin pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Cana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brian Simonis. We're talking about hair loss, how to reverse it, how to improve the quality of your hair naturally. And quite frankly, originally we had planned on having Brian on just for a half hour, but now that I look at all this, there's just so much to talk about. So what we're going to do today is we're going to bring Brian back on at 1:30 after my interview with Luke Tyberski. So because there's just way too much to cover, isn't there, Brian?
Yeah, there really is quite a bit. It's almost sort of a life study, if you will, but there's so many different underlying
conditions.
Well,
here's what I was thinking. You know, we think of hair loss in and of itself as the problem, but hair loss could actually be one of the earliest signs that something is going wrong in your body, kind of like the canary in the mine.
That's exactly what it is. It's really a symptom of a much greater problem.
You know, I had a full head of hair until 2008. I suspect I came in contact with a bug that has hampered my gut, and now it's gotten so bad that I'm looking for alternatives to try to rid it. And that's when I started developing a receding hairline. Prior to that, I had no receding hairline whatsoever.
Yes, and that's such an interesting area, Carl, because this is something I've looked at for a long time. And as you know, through the mid-2000s, if you will, that's really where the microbiota has been, you know, a higher laser beam focus there. And it's amazing, you know, it affects your blood sugar, your ability to detoxify heavy metals. It affects, you know, the peripheral nerves. It affects literally so many different things. And obviously the fecal transplant.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So we're having a girl on from the UK, I think in 2 weeks, who did a review and found out that there were lots of unintended weird things happening for people who receive fecal transplants to eradicate C. diff. And two of these people had the kind of alopecia where they had no hair on their entire bodies.
Yes.
And they both regrew their hair within a year of having the fecal transplants, which says that whatever the fecal transplant did, it readjusted the inner terrain of the microbes in their gut and they regrew their hair, which means that whatever they came in contact with that disrupted their microbes is why they lost the hair on their body.
Yeah, and that's so interesting because when you use these powerful forces, you know, such as antibiotics, you're destroying strains that cannot be, you know, regained, recapitulated because they're literally non-recoverable. So, see, difficile and other things could be, you know, a manifestation of this, you know, iatrogenic treatment or doctor-induced treatment. So there's many different amazing ways to deal with these infections as well as this immune system. It's really an immune privilege collapse when you have alopecia universalis, total loss of body hair.
You know, it's almost like, okay, so we're talking about how to regain your hair, but what we're really talking about is how to regain your health, and one of the side effects is your hair grows back.
Exactly. I think, you know, fundamentally for most people in the androgenetic alopecia, your male pattern baldness, that's sort of a side effect, if you will, of nerve degeneration. It's sort of like you've got, you know, your stress system. Your hair has its own hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, if you will. It produces its own hormone, not specifically just from the adrenal glands or the thyroid, but it has its own endocrine organ itself within that hair follicle system.
Okay, so let's talk about that. The most people say DHT, there are two DHT receptors, if I remember correctly, on each hair follicle. Once DHT is docked in both of them, it forces the hair to go into that sleep phase, right?
Yeah, so I really like to be saying that 5-alpha reductase 1 and 2 more so than DHT.
Okay.
DHT is a regulated local tissue, but if you look at the blood, it's inversely correlated. If you look at the salivary, that's directly correlated. So once people, when they do the serum blood test, they're going to find a different relationship for DHT. So I think of 5-alpha reductase, really.
Okay, so why 5-alpha reductase if all it's doing is converting androgens to DHT and not DHT? Because you're saying a high level of 5-alpha reductase, which, by the way, is seen in people with higher levels of melanin in their skin, will just bombard the follicle with too much DHT. So address not the DHT with things like finasteride, but instead the 5-alpha reductase.
Yeah, so and the awesome thing is that there's very gentle ways to deal with 5-alpha reductase. Basically, you're adding an additional electron rather than genetically suppressing suppressing the gene so that you're creating these adverse effects and messing with neurosteroids or allopregnanolone or pregnenolone or progesterone. And altering your feeling of safety. You know, when you're using Propecia, you're basically destroying the ability to deal with progesterone, allopregnanolone, affecting your anti-anxiety and antidepressive states in the brain. So, and that's just a bad way to go. There could be neurodegeneration down the road for these types of people. Not to mention, possibly difficult to reverse side effects. Obviously, so. There are, you know, increasing glutathione levels. We're boosting ways to add electrons so that 5-alpha reductase is essentially reduced naturally with no side effects. So that's one aspect, but there's so much more to this than DHT. In fact, it's really about inflammation.
Mm.
Reduce the inflammation, you're improving the ability to saturate tissue oxygen. You're reducing reactive oxygen species. You're reducing a variety of of inflammatory pathways that DHT simply triggers. So when you're eradicating the inflammatory state, you're also neutralizing the FAVA reductase elevation. And so you're really not having to worry about DHT. In fact, what's great, a natural way to mitigate hair loss usually involves better performance, better libido, you know, better energy, better metabolic, you know, prowess, you know, more energy in the gym and so forth.
Well, let's talk about this because, again, we're going to bring Brian back on at 1:30 to finish this discussion. His website is immortalhair.org. If you are concerned about hair loss or you've already lost a bunch of hair and you're looking for ways to get it to grow back, it can grow back. You just need to look at somebody who's undergone chemotherapy and is bald and their hair grows back. If you remove the insults, then hair can regrow. The follicle isn't dead. Is that correct? It's just dormant.
It is for the most part. I mean, that's a great question, Carl. Is a lot of people say, you know, how do you know when it's sort of no turning back? Well, you have a progenitor cell, which is the parent cell. When that goes completely dead, what happens there is that hair follicle is now literally morphologically changed to something that produces sebocytes. Basically, you can, if you look at sort of go in a movie theater and you see some bald people in the audience, or rather, you know, viewing the theater screen with you, you'll see they have a lot of this the sebum oil coming out of their skin. So these have become basically sebum producing glands rather than hair follicle bud.
Is there a way to convert them back once they've converted to sebum glands?
You know, that's a great question. All I know is you could, there's a long window really where you can actually prevent this conversion. So obviously there are some things with respect to stem cell technology where that could be, but that's usually past the point where people even care about their hair by the time that happens. So really, if you catch this thing early enough, there's actually quite a bit of time you have to mitigate the process.
Do we see a high number of men who suffer from sleep apnea losing their hair? Because I remember reading a study years ago that showed that 2/3 of all the men who suffer from male pattern baldness had poor blood flow to the scalp. One of the side effects of sleep apnea and drops in oxygen is poor blood flow to peripheral tissue.
Yes, absolutely. So this is something I always address, because not only do they have higher cortisol levels due to the fact that the body basically feels asphyxiated throughout the night, so that elevates cortisol.
Yeah, you're freaking out. You're being choked while you're sleeping. You know, it's like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's going to deplete your hormone reserves as well. At the same time, it's going to increase your blood pressure, which is also correlated with male pattern baldness, not just from sleep apnea but other causes. But dealing with the sleep apnea is enormously important, and there's incredible ways to deal with that as well.
Okay, if a man goes to your website or a woman goes to your website, starts to pull from the threads and figures a lot of this stuff out and corrects the problems, will they see their hair regrow? Have you seen people regrow their hair?
I have. In fact, you know, obviously myself is a good example. I think one message that people sometimes misconstrued easily is, you know, we have a quick fix society. Everyone wants the answers to everything. And you look around all over the place, you see laser treatments for acne, you see all kinds of different quick fix methods, you know, that really are ignoring the underlying issue. So this is really about regaining your health. So once you really get down to the big picture, what's wrong with you specifically, and address all these underlying issues, not just your hair grows back, but also parts of your health as well. This contributes to your longevity, your energy, just your overall mood as well. Speaking back to the microbiota again, you're getting, you know, your digestive function. It just transcends to every different area of your health.
The website is immortalhair.org. You have to go there in order to learn everything that you can learn. And you also have resources there, so people can find a lot of the things that you talk about. And the things that you talk about are things that you've learned work. Let's be clear about something. People pay you to consult for them to regrow their hair, right?
Yes, yeah, so there are some people do that. Most people do just do their own reading, so they can do as much reading as they want. Other people simply, you know, want to sometimes they need a guide because, you know, it depends on how much time they want to spend, you know, personally investigating this. Some people are just, you know, they want to, you know, hire someone who just understands.
Well, they don't have the time. Let's say they don't want to sit around and pore over everything in your website. They wanted you to ask them the questions to expedite the process and say, okay, here's where we need to start with you. Which case you spend up to 2 hours with the person on the initial triage and intake, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it really requires this long, sometimes longer, just because there's so much to it. You know, dentistry is an area I always get into because there's a whole load of research, unfortunately not really known well in orthodox medicine. Big disconnect between dentists and doctors in terms of oral pathology. You know, what does a dentist do to your teeth that results in chronic long-term inflammation that affect, you know, not just your hair, but also other areas that are more serious? So imagine if you had a festering cavitation, which is really where you have a low-grade chronic infection happening after an extraction of a tooth or a root canal or other procedure in your mouth that could be, you know, taking your immune system, you know, south. And so things like that are easily overlooked. Maybe someone had some toxic mold exposure. There's so many different innocent bystanders, things that have not been adequately looked at in mainstream that have really not gathered enough serious attention. So people are often in the dark about some of these issues that might be affecting them.
You know, it's funny that you say this because I just scheduled to have all the amalgam fillings removed from my mouth. I think I've got 9 or 10 of them. And I suspect that the mercury exposure over years has not been the best thing for me. And I want to bang my head against the wall when I think that they put mercury in people's mouths. It's just shocking to me. It's just, you know.
It's horrible. It's absolutely unbelievable. When you think of the Environmental Pollution Agency, some people call it the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah.
And, you know, the FDA have many different ways to describe them. So it seems that, you know, for lack of a better word, it seems like the fox is guarding the hen house in terms of with respect to public health. And for that reason, you have a long history of diseases that are caused by treatments. You know, and multiple sclerosis is probably one of the first emergences of things we saw with the placement of mercury amalgams. And there's so much more than that. And you look at it, just a spiraling autoimmune disease explosion in the last 3 decades.
Well, and it's more than just that. When we look at things like glyphosate, we look at other toxicants that are generally regarded as safe by the medical orthodoxy and the FDA, and people are exposed to these things. I mean, just this morning I learned that a 3-ounce glass of wine has as much fluoride in it as a liter of tap water. And those of us who avoid tap water with the plague, but then we choose regular wine, now we have to drink organic wine. It's just, we're getting hit from all sides. Look, we're going to bring Brian back at 1:30. If you are interested in learning more about how to not just use your hair as an indicator of your inner terrain of health and regain your hair as well, it's an important discussion that we'll pick up after my next guest. Okay, Brian? So we'll call you back right around 1:30 Eastern and get you back on the air, okay? Oh, are you there, Brian?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so we'll talk to you in a little bit. Sit tight.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Luke Tversky to talk about his upcoming triathlon, 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Remember, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX and All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com. And for those of you who are looking for cresellazine, we talked about the study on cresellazine being used both for juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and adult. You can get it by going to superhumanradio.com and looking for the banner ad. You know, you hear about triathlons all the time. You see them in your own hometown, but you've never heard about a triathlon like this. My next guest is Luke Taberski. How you doing, Luke?
Hey, how you doing, mate? I'm well.
And you are insane, aren't you?
Well, my mum says I'm crazy but not stupid, so I'm not really sure what that means, but you know, I'll go with that.
Okay, that's a good one. So you are about to endeavor one of the most grueling of all triathlons ever, and you're about to do it all by yourself. You are going to cover 2,000 kilometers in 12 days from Morocco to Monaco, right?
That is correct.
So what made you even want to do this? How long have you been doing triathlons, first of all?
I've done one triathlon in my life ever, and that was last September.
And that's it? And you're like, okay, now I'm gonna go down the coast of a continent, huh?
So basically, just a quick backstory on me. I used to be a soccer player until about 3.5 years ago, and through injuries, I decided to hang the boots up. I was bouncing around Europe, playing in the lower leagues and things like that. and I signed up to the Marathon des Sables, which is a desert race through the Southern Sahara Desert, 6 marathons in 7 days. And basically, when I signed up to that, I thought, I'm going to do all these adventures, and I'm going to be an adventurer, and I'm going to go and do all this crazy stuff. And I said to myself, well, if I'm going to do this, I need a big event. I need to create something unique, something massive. So I literally stared at a world map and just went, you know what? Just something come to me. And literally from Morocco, the northern tip of Morocco, the strait of water that goes between Africa and Europe just sort of bounced out at me. And then I saw the coast of Spain going up to France. And I thought, yeah, that looks cool. And I thought, well, hang on, I can swim that and I can bike that. And then I looked at what's next along the coast from the Spanish-French border, and I thought, well, there's Monaco. That looks a bit shorter than the cycle. Boom, swim, bike, run. I want to go from Morocco to Monaco in 3 years' time, and let's do it.
Oh, I mean, this is amazing. I'm looking at the map. So you're going to swim the equivalent of 400 laps in a 50-meter pool. So you're going to swim the equivalent of 200 meters, right?
I'm going to swim about 20 kilometers in total.
And then you're going to cycle the length of Britain.
Yeah.
These are the equivalents. And then the equivalent of running 14 marathons in just 12 days. All of that in just 12 days. How do you train for something like this?
A lot.
I mean, so what is give me a day's training. What does it look like in one day? What do you do?
Well, the way that I'm training for this, because I'm also a fitness coach and a running coach as well, so I do have a background. I have an exercise science degree and a few other things. So I did my first ever triathlon last September was a double Ironman distance triathlon in Wales, a very, very hilly one. So that was a test for me. And the way I train for that is the way I'm going to do part of my training for the ultimate triathlon, which is in October this year. So I'm going to do around 20 to 25 hours a week of swim, bike, and run gym. Right. And then every 4 or 6 weeks, I'm going to really ramp it up for 1 or 2 sports and do like a mini training camp where, you know, I may cycle like 600 kilometers in 4 days and swim like 15 kilometers in 4 days and then just sort of have a week or two off and then do my 4 to 6 weeks of 20 to 25 hours like a potentially a normal sort of Ironman triathlete would do, but just a little bit extra.
Now, you're going to do this in October of this year, right?
That's correct. My swim's booked for the final week of October.
Is the media following you? Do they have, obviously, you must have a support group that's going to be in a truck somewhere following along, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So, basically, the structure of the ultimate triathlon this year is the first day is a swim, and there'll be 2 boats with me with a company that actually does swims across the Gibraltar Strait all the time. So they'll get me across and they'll make sure that the tides are right, the shipping tankers that are coming in and out of the Mediterranean, I don't get ran over and things like that. And then once I hit Spain, I'll have a cycle to do that same day and then 4 days of cycling. Now, throughout that whole time, I'll have 1 to 2 cars follow me along and just to make sure that, you know, everything's okay. I'll take all my own food for the day. And also have some scientists from a university in London that's coming with me. And the event's being filmed, and it's going to be streamed on my website in live time throughout the 12 days as well.
That's pretty cool. Now, will that people be able to see that stream for free, or do they have to pay a fee to be able to watch?
No, it's going to be free. It's going to be interactive. So we're going to have, like, and we're still working out a few technical bits of it, but we're going to have, like, a forum where people can ask questions and get in contact with me straight away. And we're also looking at using social media to have different interactions with me, potentially on the run and the bike, where I can get people's tweets or things like this. So there'll be a live stream on the feed on the website, which will be the main viewing point. It'll be live throughout some parts of the day, and there'll be countdown timers to know when it's live. And then when it's not live, there'll be highlights of the previous day, highlights of that morning, some bloopers, you know, my story throughout this year when I've been training. So it's going to be a really interactive and really intriguing whole event.
Will you obviously sleep. Will you ride, swim, and run throughout all the daylight hours, and then at dusk, wherever you are, stop the bike. I would imagine you get in the truck and sleep, or are you going to sleep out under the stars? How are you going to do that?
No, well, the plan is it's going to be like a stage race. So I'll take you through the 12 days very quickly. Day one is that 20-kilometer swim. And then once I hit Spain, I still have 116 kilometers to cycle that same day. And then we have a designated place where we'll stop, and then I'll sleep there. So depending on what time I get there, it could be 10 at night, 9, 12, 1 in the morning. We're not sure yet, depending on how fast I swim. And then the next 4 days is basically between 200 and 205 miles of cycling each day. I have a designated start and a designated finish point. So whenever I finish those days of cycling, that's where I finish. And then I get up the next day and I'll go again at about 6:30 at the same time every day. And then I have 7 days of basically 50 to 52 miles of running and the same thing. So wherever I finish, I start the next day at 6:30 a.m. And then as soon as I finish those 50, 52 miles, and then I can have a rest.
Interesting. And then where will you rest? Will you sleep in one of the vehicles? Will you have a bedroll that you'll sleep under the stars?
No, we'll probably stay in like a small little French or Spanish countryside.
Good.
Sort of a bed and breakfast type thing.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Yeah, because you gotta recover every night. You've got to be able to sleep peacefully and recover every night. I've got a question for you about the swimming portion. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Luke Tyburski. Two ways to find out about him. His website is Luke Tyburski, T-Y-B-U-R-S-K-I.com. And from there, you'll also find the website, theultimatetriathlon.co, to actually see his route and follow along with them. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to a superhuman. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Luke Tyburski. We're talking about the greatest triathlon ever. And he's doing it all by himself. That's the most exciting part of this, I think. I'm sure there's going to be people who are going to follow in his footsteps, no pun intended, after he does this. So who in the media is going to follow you on this? I mean, I would think that ESPN or some organizations like that would really want to see this.
Well, I'm trying to get it out there now because we're going to film it and going to stream it as well. We're looking for some partners who want to come on board, the media partners who want to try and push it out there and inspire others to, you know, get out of your comfort zone and do some things like this. So, you know, coming on here and talking to you, hopefully maybe someone wants to have a chat and we can go down that line.
Well, I have to imagine MTV... VH1, they like to do a lot of the extreme stuff with the snowboarding and these guys who base jump, you know, they always have that sort of stuff. I would think that they would be primed to at least cover you in part. Then the other stations on cable, I think Spike TV, you know, they do a lot of that stuff too. And then, of course, ESPN. I mean, they do Strongman. They do CrossFit games. I mean, this would be a natural for any one of those four.
Yeah, this is extreme as it comes, as you said. It's 12 days of anywhere between, you know, like 14 and 18 to 19 hours nonstop, grueling by myself, just plowing along each and every day.
Well, okay, so the swimming part, what about, are you worried about natural predators in the water there? Do they have sharks over there? I mean, I know you're worried about getting hit by a barge or a boat, but what about the fish that eat people there?
Well, I'm an Aussie, so, you know, sharks for me are just like, well, I'm swimming in their house, so, you know, it happens. But there are sharks. There hasn't been many attacks or things like that, but, you know, I'm in the ocean, so I'm in their territory. Jellyfish.
I was just going to say, you could swim into a bunch of jellyfish and be screwed.
Definitely. You know, that's the whole part of making this so ultimate, you know, the ultimate triathlon. There's so many other things apart from the distance that could go wrong, that, you know, could be a mishap for me.
Now, you talked about, you know, you have your food with you. What are you going to, obviously you have to eat stuff that you can eat with one hand while you're riding, right? Or running,
yeah,
or whatever.
I eat only real food, literally as it sounds. I don't eat none of these gels or packet or artificial rubbish that all these people eat. You don't need it. I eat real food. I bake my own energy bars using ground nuts, ground seeds, chestnut flour, things like this. And I create my own bars and gels and things using natural products. So I'll be baking and making all this stuff every day, getting my friends to make it for me. And I'll be eating on that, putting it in my jersey pockets. And whenever I feel a bit hungry, I'll be smashing that down. But real food is the only way to go.
You know, how do you do have to eat things that are convenient for you, that you can keep moving while you're eating. But then I guess in the evening you'll have your big meal, right?
Yeah, well, I'll be having a meal at the end of each night, you know, whatever I feel like, I'm guessing, and whatever we can find around the area, you know, supermarkets and things like this, hopefully. But, you know, I'm used to cycling for long distances. I've done a couple of 18-hour cycles, 12 hours, 15 hours, 10 hours, and I go out just by myself, and I just load up my jersey pockets with all this real food, nutrient-dense, and I just go, and my body just loves it, and I feel great.
So you don't take any supplements at all? Creatine, none of that stuff?
No. No, I have like a super green mix with chlorella and spirulina and things like this.
Right.
But anything like that, no, I don't take nothing like that.
That's amazing. And you never have? You've never fooled around with any supplements like that? You know, especially I would think that something like beta-alanine, which helps to prevent lactate buildup, could be a really, really great amino acid for you.
Yeah, it could be. But, you know, I do like to eat food that have a complete amino acid profile, different proteins and things. And, yeah, okay, you could get a little bit of a boost from having something like that. But you know what? I don't feel like I need it. I've done all these crazy things before. You know, I've ran down Mount Everest. I ran 6 marathons in 7 days through the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
I cycled 18 hours and then learned to surf the next day. And, you know, I've done all this crazy stuff. And I eat real food, and my body feels great. And the biggest thing is, my recovery is fantastic.
Do you do you plan on not doing anything right before you embark on this? You'll train up to a period of time, and then you'll take days off, maybe, or even longer, in anticipation of what you're about to put your body through. Or do you train right up into the day that you hit the road?
Well, my swim's booked for the final week of October, so what I'll do is I'll hammer it right up until October, and then I'll just listen to my body. I'll have about 3 or so weeks before I'll start the swim, and you know what? I know my body really well, because although it's very short, but I've been doing endurance sports for only 3 years, but I've been doing some hardcore stuff, and I know when my body's tired, and I know when I can keep pushing, so you know, I might be busting out, you know, a 10-hour cycle, 12-hour cycle a week before I go and do it with a 5-hour swim,
mm-hmm.
If that's what I feel like. But I'll really, really push hard until the start of October. Then I'll have 3 or so weeks, and I'll gauge myself from there.
What about after this event is over? Will you take time off, or do you continue to train afterwards as well? Do you ease in, maybe back down a little bit, or do you just literally just say, okay, I'm not doing anything for the next couple of weeks?
Mate, I want to be in Monaco. I'm going to party. No, look, I'll have some scientists who have been testing me out this year at a university in London, different physiological tests and some different lactate tests and things like that, and blood tests for cortisol and things like this, just to make sure I'm not doing too much, but make sure my progress is moving forward. They'll be there throughout the 12 days, so they'll be taking blood and things like this throughout. We'll do some tests the day I finish, yeah, so they can finish up writing some reports and things like that. And then, I plan to have a bit of time off, potentially going to be doing a bit of a promotional tour throughout the U.S., talking to a few of you guys on radios and some podcasts and do some media and things in the US and in Australia and also in the UK because I live in London.
Right.
So it's going to be a bit of a promotional push throughout the end of the year, depending on, you know, I've got a few smaller sponsors, but I am on the lookout for some bigger sponsors and whatever, when they get on board, whoever they are, if you're listening, give me a call. You know, help them out with some promotional things as well.
Well, and you know what I was just thinking too? You may be able to attract some large sponsors if you would attract a single worthwhile, on-the-up-and-up, benevolent charity. So you could probably go find a charity who has a relationship with a sponsor already, like Nike, right? So I'm sure Nike has relationships with some charities. You go to the charity and say, look, I'm going to do this in 12 days. Why don't you get one of your charitable sponsors to step up and say that if I complete it, that they will give you $100,000. And so now you're doing it on behalf of the charity, but you automatically bring sponsor to you by fact of aligning yourself with the charity that has these sponsors involved already. And then they would obviously make it easier for you to go to an MTV or a VH1 or Spike TV or one of these other channels and say, look, you know, we want to televise this thing. It's 12 days and kind of like a series where people sit down like Amazing Race and they watch you do this triathlon.
That sounds great. Let's do it. Who do I call?
I don't know. I'm so skeptical about so many of these charities nowadays that they actually do the things that they say they're going to do. But I have to believe, since you are in action and moving, that charities like Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, that, you know, these poor people who are suffering from muscle wasting diseases, there's kind of a synergy that you're running, biking, and swimming for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that I think is worth looking into.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone's listening has got some ideas, yeah, get in touch and let's make this as big as we can, as global as we can. Because basically, people always ask me, why do I do these things? Why do I do this? Why do I run down Mount Everest? Why do I do a 100-mile ultramarathon 6 weeks before a double Ironman triathlon, you know? And it's simple, mate. It really is. I want to inspire others to get out of their own comfort zones. Not necessarily through physical activity, but it could be anything. Someone wants to do an art class but's been putting it off for so long because they don't think they're very good at art.
Right.
Don't do it. Just take that plunge. Get out of your comfort zone and live life every single day, because that's what I do, and that's the reason why I do this extreme stuff.
The website is luketyburski.com. You can go there, and you'll automatically have an opportunity to click and be transported to theultimatetriathlon.co. If you have any ideas about sponsorship, if you have a relationship with a charitable organization that you think could leverage the publicity of this superhuman feat that Luke is about to embark on, please go to his website and reach out to him. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Either with those who love freedom.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Luke Tyberski. We're talking about the ultimate triathlon. 2,000 kilometers in 12 days from Morocco to Monaco. And this is swimming, biking, and running. Every single day, it's an amazing feat of human conditioning and discipline. And he's looking for sponsors. He's looking for people who want to be involved in this in one way or another to help him achieve this through sponsorship. And if you work for a charity, you should reach out to him because maybe he can represent your charity and help you raise more money from your benefactors. You can get benefactors to say, look, if he finishes this as planned, we're going to donate $100 per kilometer, you know, or something like that. I mean, people do this all the time, right? They knock on people's door and say, hey, I'm going to be running tomorrow. Would you like to pledge at 25 cents, a lap or a mile or something like that? This is not new to the fundraising side of things. And here's a guy that's going to do something just really worthy of people's support. I mean, 2,000 kilometers in 12 days, it sounds unbelievable. So do you use any other techniques, Luke? Like, do you meditate? How do you wind down at the end of the night to make sure that you get good quality sleep? Do you have any techniques you can share with the audience?
Yeah, rest and balance in life is huge. So I'll have a morning routine where, first and foremost, I have no electronics in the bedroom, no laptops, iPhones, iPads, nothing. It never goes in there. It's always out.
Why? Wait a minute. Is it because you don't want the distraction of getting online, or is it because of the RF that they emit?
That's secondary, but it's more the distraction. Okay. I've created my bedroom as my place of rest, and I'll go in there and I will meditate, and I will practice being present, and I will practice my breathing. And, you know, meditation is in its purest form is something you have to practice all the time, and it's very difficult to, you know, to progress. But for me, I just go and be present. I think about how I'm feeling, and I just concentrate on my breathing, so everything else is shut out, so my body can really just focus. And every morning I'll do this. I'll get out of bed, and I'll, you know, see how my body's feeling, and I'll lay down, and I might spend 2 minutes, I might spend 10 minutes, but I'll just be really present in that state and just take a few nice deep breaths in and out, all the way out. And just really, it's a great way to start my day. And then I've got a few little post-it notes on my wall of things to read, like live life and consistency and things like this. And I just really, really focus on what I want to achieve that day. And then as soon as I walk out my bedroom door in that morning, I feel like I'm ready. I've got my armor on and I'm ready to go. And that's how I start my day.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost very similar to the way I finish. Whenever I'm done, I make sure I shut down all electronics by 8:30, 9:30. And then I'll have at least an hour or so before I get to bed. And the same thing before I get to bed, I'll have a laid down or concentrate on my breath and just breathe in and out really deeply and really get my heart rate to just sort of settle and be present, and then I'm ready to bed. And that's what I do each day.
I love that. That makes perfect sense. That's fantastic. So, okay, after you do this, I have to believe that once you do this, you have something else in your sights to move on to. Am I right about that?
Oh, I have a list as long as your arm, my arm, and everyone else's arm that's listening to this long, that stuff I want to do. But big things, yeah, there's a few things in the pipeline that we're still looking at, but to be honest, the last 3 years, I've been looking at the ultimate triathlon. So if you asked me 2 years ago when I went to Mount Everest and lived with the villagers high up in the mountains and then ran down Mount Everest, why I'm doing this, well, it was to, you know, work on my running technique, learn from these amazing athletes, but it was always for the ultimate triathlon. So what's after this? Nothing really set in stone, but there's a few things that we're just looking at. But this is a big one for right now.
So if somebody said to you, I want to go along with you, I'm prepared, I've done triathlons before, would you let somebody go along with you, or is this something that you have to do by yourself?
Well, I created this challenge in the hope that it's potentially other people could do it one day. But the most difficult thing is the swim. There's one company that does the swim crossings, and the normal way to swim is from Spain to Morocco. And I had to get a few friends to make a few phone calls, you know, to make sure that they would let me swim the other way, and they finally said yes. But they can only have 6 people in the water at one time, and they have to stay within about 20 meters from the first person to the last person. So that ruled out this becoming a race. But what I am going to do is, from hopefully 2017 or 2018, create an opportunity for people who want to sign up for this. I can help them train for it. I'll do all the logistics. They just have to train, do the hours, and they can turn up and they can do the ultimate triathlon. They can do the swim and they can replicate what I did.
Wow, that's cool.
To do this in October, no, this is me. This is something that I created. I created the route. It's never been done before, but I want to share it with others, and people can see it because it's going to be filmed and streamed online each day, so they can see what it's like and then go, yeah, I want to do this, and they can get in touch and reach out, and you know, hopefully we'll have some sort of waiting list and we'll fix out a few logistic problems that I'm sure we'll get along the way, but hopefully in 2 to 3 years, you know, there may be 5 or 6 slots a year for people to go and do this.
I just thought of somebody that should be sponsoring you.
Great.
Are you familiar with the company Fitbit?
Yes, I am.
You should get in touch with them and say, look, I'll wear a Fitbit the entire time. You can track my heart rate, you know, all my sleep at night, and we'll just promote this for Fitbit. Because here's what I was just thinking. Something that's being done now, thanks to pedometers and activity monitors, is that people can set goals. So let's say I want to set a goal. Instead of my goal being I want to hit 10,000 steps a day, I want to walk from here, figuratively speaking, from here to Chicago, Illinois, in a week. Yeah. And so you figure out how, you get a map, you figure out how far it is, and then every day you look at your steps and you go, oh, I'm in Vouvray, Indiana right now. The next day you walk some more, you go, oh, look, I'm in, you know, Muncie, Indiana. And so you make this kind of a goal that goes beyond the mundane, oh, I have to hit 10,000 steps a day. Instead, you go, wow, I could have walked to Chicago in a week based on what I just did. Now, that does two things. It gives people a unique objective to hitting their goals, but it also allows people to trust in their own physical preparedness to think, wow, I really could have walked from here to Chicago in a week had I set out and done that. And so maybe if Fitbit becomes a sponsor and you agree to wear the Fitbit, they could have the template where people try to keep up with you with their own activity at home.
Yeah, I like it. I like where you come with this. It sounds great.
Yeah, you need to get in touch with Fitbit and pitch them on this idea.
That's going to be something I'm going to look at doing tomorrow morning when I have to sit down and look at my laptop. Yeah, I like it.
And the other thing I would do is I would contact companies like Life Fitness, the companies that make both the stationary bicycles and treadmills. And they could put a Luke Tiberski, the ultimate triathlon template in there for people who want to, over the course of weeks, do what you've done on their treadmill and their bicycle.
There you go. I like it.
So these are ways to get people enlisted. I mean, you've got to bring, it's not enough to just ask a sponsor to be a sponsor. You've got to explain to them why this endeavor is going to give them a tool that they can then use to reach more people and sell more product, quite frankly.
Of course. That's exactly right. With any sponsorship, it's got to be two ways. You've got to give them something back.
There you go. So there's a couple good ideas that we just kind of percolated here on the show. One other question. So, do you have a family? Do you have a wife? Do you have children?
No, I'm single. Surprise,
I would imagine surprise. That's got to be a prerequisite for something like this, right? I mean, with all the training, it doesn't leave a lot of time for a social life. Or do you have a pretty well-rounded social life, too?
I do, but I've created this social life around other athletes.
Uh-huh.
So on Sunday mornings, I've created this running club called TRC. It's called Paul. It's for Paul's Running Club. There's one of the guys in it. His name's Paul. He's a top bloke, and it's a guy who I live with, and we named it after him. Why? I have no idea.
Huh.
But it's PRC. So we go out every morning, and there's about between two or could be eight of us. So we all go out, and we go for a run through the trails near our house. And I have a group of guys who we go out cycling with on Saturdays and throughout the week and things like that. And got a few other friends who are swimmers. So my social life is, you know, 7 hours on a bike on a Saturday morning and a four-hour run followed by some food at home, you know,
right,
on a Sunday. And for me, that's fantastic because we go out, we talk, we laugh, we push each other. And, you know, how many people can say that on a Saturday morning they hang out with some of their best friends for like 7 or 8 hours? That doesn't happen.
Right. Right. No, it makes perfect sense. What about weight training, resistance training, or do you just focus on the tasks and use that as your training, or do you do anything that is kind of more accessory work that makes you better at biking, running, or swimming?
No, totally. I do some strength training. As a fitness coach and a trainer as well, I know the importance of it, and I do different exercises for my whole core region, so all around the pelvis, front, back, and sides, and things like that, to really strengthen that whole area. Because sitting on a bike in that fixed position for such a long time, you know, so many things can go wrong. And running, making sure I've got strong hip flexors, and make sure that my psoas is loose, and make sure my glutes are working, and they're really, really strong to be able to hold me upright and hold my pelvis upright, so I can tick the legs over. So I'll do anywhere between an hour and 3 hours of in total over the week of sort of gym work, per se, as you'd call it.
Interesting. You know, Luke, I think we've pretty much covered all the topics we need to. Now what we need is the people in the Superhuman Nation to start to go to your website, Luke Tiberski, TYBURSKI.com, and from there you can go to the ultimatetriathlon.co. And get involved. Message Luke. If you have an organization that wants to sponsor him, I'm sure that you'll be wearing clothing that would have branded logos on it for people who can sponsor. And also, if any of you are out there are affiliated with any TV stations, radio stations, or Fitbit, or any other activity monitor, this is a great opportunity to leverage a superhuman event and bring it in-house and make it part of your offerings to the people who follow you. I think it's great stuff you're doing, and I want to have you back on after you're done, okay?
That's fantastic. I will definitely come on when I'm done, when I finish it. And, yeah, it's ready to go. I'm doing it regardless of how much sponsors I get. It's happening. We've got a platform that we're going to have the website. We're going to have it filmed. It's going to be streamed. It's going to be interactive through the website and through social media. My Twitter handle is Luke Tyberski, and I'm quite active on that. So, yeah, it's happening. People want to get on board, fantastic. If they don't, well, they can sit back and watch it, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
Thanks a lot for being on the show today, Luke.
No problem. I appreciate it a lot.
Take care. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be rejoined by Brian Simonis to talk more about hair loss. This is really an interesting topic, too, and I didn't want to cut it short with the first half hour. We really should have done an entire hour with Brian. So we're going to pick it up now and finish that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you wanted something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline. Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack.
Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're being rejoined by Brian Simonis because I just felt like it was too important of a topic, too multivariable of a topic to just cover in a half hour. And so he is back. His website is immortalhair.org. And by the way, in the interim, they have established a coupon code for our audience. It's Superhuman. Is that correct, Brian?
That is correct, and there's various products that help mitigate some of the inflammatory processes with male pattern baldness. So these are great adjuncts. Some people do not have really that bad of a problem, and that alone might just be enough to deal with it. And, you know, if they have any specific underlying issues, they can do that, take care of that as well, and that'll just augment their own benefit and progress.
Well, and getting back to 5-alpha reductase for a second, okay, men who undergo testosterone therapy, this is something that I've observed myself. Men who undergo testosterone therapy but don't use HCG, they do experience some testicular shutdown and sometimes even some shrinkage of the testes, which is, you know, you can live with that. It's not a big deal. However, the testes are the major source of the production of other hormones, including progesterone. So with the downregulation of testosterone, there's also a downregulation of progesterone. Progesterone is a natural 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. So what we see on men who undergo testosterone therapy is about a year after they've been on testosterone therapy, their hair starts to thin. And I've always suspected it's because of the drop in endogenous progesterone without doctors going, you know, doctors look at women like they're really complex, which they are. And look at men like we're really simple, which we're not. So they just replace testosterone and they don't think of anything else. So what are your thoughts on this line of reasoning in my head that with the cessation or the drop in progesterone, we start to see an increase in 5-alpha reductase, which leads to the hair loss that's seen in some men when they've been on HRT for about a year or so?
Yeah, that's a really important topic. So I think of it as zinc deficiency. You know, if you don't have enough zinc, you're not only going to have a weakened immune system, you're also going to have more difficulty attenuating and reducing 5-alpha reductase. Also, there's hyperaromatization. So therefore, you're going to convert more of the testosterone into estrogen. And without sufficient progesterone, it's going to be more difficult to do that. So I would say it's more of not just a deficit of progesterone, but also a zinc deficit, which zinc is not only a natural 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, it's also an aromatase inhibitor.
I know, I was just going to say it. It'll reduce aromatase as well. I know. Right.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there's so much to this. I think the people often oversimplify it. We can thank Merck, I suppose, for that, where they just think it's all about DHT. And there's so much more to this whole issue. And
So what about topical progesterone, which is readily available on the internet for men? Now, it's also my understanding that you have to be patient when a follicle, assuming it can be revived, has been in that sleep stage for a long time. It can take as much as 6 months for it to wake up. Is this a misunderstanding on my part, or is this accurate?
I think that's pretty accurate. And, you know, some people just have so many issues complicating that alone may not do it. You know, back in 1995, I actually started doing, progesterone treatment per se. I would use a little bit of it on the testes, about an eighth of a teaspoon. And this seemed to do the job, but you have to really be careful because if you don't regulate it properly, it could actually, you know, reduce some factors, if you know, the more than mahogany, or it can accentuate it. And also, if you view it topically, you know, as in on the scalp, one problem that at least I had faced, because I had done this on and off, is sometimes it brings back inflammation quickly, depending on how what your inflammation situation is. It takes the inflammation away almost immediately, then it just comes raging back maybe 30 minutes later. So it does not work for everybody, and so unfortunately it seemed great on paper. It does work for some people. I suggest they use progesterone therapy to use it on the testicular area.
Really?
Rather than on the scalp, yeah.
Okay, this is really interesting. I never thought about that. Now, talking a little bit further about progesterone, the finasteride molecule looks very, very similar to the progesterone molecule with one small carbon chain attachment. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny how that works in the drug world. You know, same with Accutane and vitamin A as well.
I know, right? I know. But the reality is that progesterone is far safer. While it may have some negative effects with libido and mood when taken at inappropriate times and or in inappropriate amounts for men, it's far safer and has a far shorter half-life in the body than finasteride. I was told that finasteride's half-life, and correct me if I'm wrong, is something like 20 years in the body.
That's so interesting. Yeah, of course, they have these different terms they use called reflex androgenicity, which is sort of basically where it just shuts on your system backwards and you just never recover unless you use something like, the HCG. I think that's one of the more effective ways to deal with finasteride poisoning, as I call it. But, the half-life usually is significantly shorter. It's just some people, there's something with the feedback loop and it just goes awry and then you're just sort of...
Because I've known men who have taken a short cycle of finasteride while using androgens and lost their libido for a decade. It never came back.
Yes. Yeah, PropitiaHelp.com is a great example of that. You just see horror story after horror story.
I mean, that's just baffling to me. I mean, who cares if you have hair if you can't, you know, I mean, the reason men want hair is because they want to attract women and they don't want to look, you know, bald, they're vain. And then here this drug sets it up to where you can't even get an erection anymore. And so you got a full head of hair, and you sit home and look at the mirror. We have to take a break. The website is immortalhair.org, and there is now a coupon code you can use, superhuman. Is that one word or hyphenated or separated, and is it caps? Does it matter?
As far as I know, it's all capital, superhuman.
Okay.
And it'll give you a 10% discount until January 4th. After that, I think it's 5%.
Okay.
And this will allow you to take advantage of the products that will be mentioned somewhere on the website. That'll be really, really great way to augment your health as well.
I want to talk about inflammation when we come back. This is a really interesting discussion because inflammation seems to affect everything. Go figure. It affects your hair as well. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I did it all for the hair growth. We're talking with Brian Simonis. We're talking about your hair. Yes, yours. You, right there. The guy with the receding hairline and the thinning in the back of your hair. And Ron Papil was wrong. Don't spray black spray paint on your scalp. That'll just kill more hair. But we're talking about inflammation now. So it's something. Inflammation leads to just about everything. We know that there's a role that the microbes in the gut play in both the propensity to be chronically inflamed as well as to reverse chronic inflammation when you get your gut right. What about in hair loss? How does inflammation affect the follicle?
Yeah, it's such an interesting way. I'm going to try to oversimplify this. If you look at things like any hypoxia-related disease where there's oxygen deficit in the tissue, it's often driven by thyroid. And when the thyroid is not optimally functioning, it's going to increase inflammation from almost all sources. So if you're looking at undiagnosed subclinical hypothyroidism, or your underactive thyroid, that's going to increase something called transforming growth factor beta, which is something that is triggered by DHT, but it's really the main driver of the actual hair follicle cascade. So that's one thing. Another is thyroid, underfunctioning thyroid elevates lipoprotein A. That's a very sticky adhesive molecule that's normally found in chronic advanced heart disease. So that can be mitigated. There's also a molecule called DKK1, which is also found, and it's related to thyroid as well. And there's so many others. There's the Janus-STAT pathway. There's literally dozens of others.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Do you realize that thyroid-stimulating hormone, the one that they test for to inadequately diagnose thyroid issues, is a very powerful pro-inflammatory in and of itself? That
yeah,
as
so
thyroid-stimulating hormone goes up, so does your body's inflammation. As a result of it, it causes inflammation. And in fact, when I started on thyroid, I take 60 milligrams of Armour thyroid a day, which I'm actually going to be asking to raise up to 90 because I tried 120 the other day and I feel a lot better and I think 90 would be better for me. But by taking a thyroid supplement like thyroid hormone in my case, suppresses the production of TSH, which that has a paramount effect on my whole body inflammation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing I should mention is that thyroid-stimulating hormone is relatively inaccurate for many people where it's just not going to do an adequate job because they have a very narrow range that they look at from a clinician standpoint. And actually, there's a lot of research that pretty much suggests that there's so much more to thyroid-stimulating hormone to properly diagnose either a subclinical or a full thyroid disorder,
well,
whether it's hyper or hypo.
Okay, but the real issue here with thyroid hormone is this. There's not necessarily a thyroid hormone receptor, per se, in tissue. But what there is active and inactive thyroid hormone. And T4 is converted into T3 on demand by tissue. So your doctor could check and say, well, you've got plenty of total and free T4, plenty of total and free T3, but you're still presenting symptoms that are indicative of a thyroid problem. And most doctors will dismiss you and say there's nothing wrong with you. What they fail to realize is that unless, and it's impossible for them to measure this without biopsies, unless you are seeing the conversion of T4 to T3 on demand in tissue, you will still have thyroid problems, but you have adequate thyroid hormone circulating. And this is why enzymes like zinc, minerals like magnesium, amino acids like L-tyrosine, selenium, what's the other one I'm thinking of? The selenoenzyme cascade, tyrosine, selenium,
yes,
and iodine. Without
Absolutely.
Those things, you could have all the thyroid hormone in the world running through your blood, but you've got no thyroid function activity.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Carl. And another thing I should point out is it would be wise for clinicians to look at reverse T3, often caused by elevated heavy metals, which is another problem which destroys not only mineral absorption, but utility of the actual minerals themselves. You think of mercury versus zinc. You think of lead versus magnesium. And a lot of times when you get rid of these heavy metals properly, you can also have return of enzyme function, and not to mention hair growth also.
So as far as inflammation goes, what I couldn't think of before was angiotensin converting enzyme. I had a lousy night's sleep last night, and my brain doesn't function well. And so angiotensin converting enzyme is produced in the presence of elevated insulin and is the reason that insulin-resistant individuals, even if they appear to be normal weight, tend to have high blood pressure because angiotensin-converting enzyme's role is part of the fight-or-flight function of the adrenal glands. And that is that it's designed to constrict periphery blood vessels, which are not required, in order to shuttle blood into organs and systems that are designed for us to flee or fight. And as a result of that, when it's kicked in all the time, you have this ever-diminishing blood flow into peripheral tissue because these blood vessels stay constricted so long that they don't even bounce back and open up anymore. And look at the scalp, how thin it is and how much pressure it is and that how incident gravity affects it. If you want to see something that can easily be choked off of blood, look at the thin scalp.
Yeah, that's amazing way of describing it because when you look at the side effect of the increased expression of angiotensin you're looking at hypertension, you're looking at male pattern baldness right there. And, of course, things like the mineral replenishing of magnesium and other things and improving insulin sensitivity is going to obviously help, you know, get that and normalize that as well. And you have other kidney enzyme, kidney substances as well that are also important for hair growth as well. So that's one of the fundamental ones.
The website is immortalhair.org. It is the culmination of lifelong desire to unlock why some people lose their hair and what can be done about it by yourself and two other guys, Dan Novitsky, right?
Yeah, Dan Novitsky and Scott Shavari.
Yeah, and the website is set up exclusively as a place to get information. They do offer supplements there that they talk about, but it wasn't designed to sell supplements. It was designed to give information, and people said, hey, where can I buy this? Where can I get that? Where's the best place to get it? Now, you don't have to buy your supplements from immortalhair.org, but it is there, and you can save 10% by using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, all caps, one word. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk more. I don't know about you, but I would love to regrow the hair that I lost in my receding hairline. And do you know anything about this GCK copper? You know what I'm talking about? Biotin GCK?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah, we actually sell it on the site as well.
Let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about that a little bit. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Kana banner ad today. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last
last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Back. We're talking with Brian Simonis. We're talking about regrowing your own hair. It can happen. And it's not some Bosley technique where you have to go for surgery or they sew a mat on your head and you say, hey, it's my hair because they made this mat out of my hair. So there's a copper peptide out there that has been studied by a French scientist who I've tried to get on the show numerous times, but the language barrier seems to be the problem right now. And I want to say it's called GHK or GCK, copper peptide. What is it called?
Yeah, there's two forms. There's AHK, and then there's also GHK. And I should mention that GHK is typically used for, you know, fine lines, wrinkles, overall collagen elasticity. And then you've got the copper tripeptide known as AHK copper, and that's used for generally the scalp or hair color care. And so what that does essentially is it helps produce superoxide dismutase, which helps fight the superoxide radical, which is a very, very powerful free radical that just, you know, creates hydroxy radicals. And this has really helped for downregulating some of the inflammatory factors behind the miniaturization of hair. And so this is a topical that's used.
I have an injectable, 50 milligrams of an injectable peptide at home that I've got to use pretty soon because it's going to go bad. But I want to say it's copper peptide GCK. And it's supposed to regrow hair. But now you said that it can actually change the color of the follicle back to the normal color?
Yeah, so... On one of my other, you could call it a sister website, this is found through immortalhair.org, called longevitypost.com. There is an article I wrote called Reversing Gray Naturally. And this gets into, you know, exactly why. And you can say the two primary reasons why hair does go gray is you have a combination of increasing prevalence of hydroxy radical. You also have, in other words, you have a higher level of hydrogen peroxide for the fact that your thyroid is slowly diminishing in capacity while you're increasing an enzyme or decreasing a catalase enzyme, which catalase is an enzyme that basically helps deal with the hydrogen peroxide increase from thyroid problem. So what this does is it's sort of like you're bleaching your hair, per se, from the inside out, creating, you know, breaking down that melanin, which is responsible for the pigment. And there's an enzyme called tyrosinase, and that is a substance that's not just produced by tyrosine, but it's also produced by copper. Copper is an essential cofactor in that enzyme production of tyrosinase, which is responsible for the actual pigmentation of hair. And there's a little bit more to it, but the website gets into more of the nitty-gritty detail.
So using this topical copper peptide, does that actually affect your hair color?
It should. Now, I personally just take a little bit of oral copper, and I take that with zinc as well, have a nice little balance there. But usually that, and if you add on something called tocotrienol, which is, you know, the cousin of vitamin E, tocotrienol.
Tocotrienols. And I take a full-spectrum vitamin E supplement that's all for tocopherols and all for tocotrienols. Is that adequate to just take that?
It might be adequate enough. I like the idea of taking all eight isomers like you are, along with a little bit of copper, because what the tocotrienols and the tocopherols are going to do, all eight of those isomers together, is going to reduce the effect of the hydroxy radical and increase your catalase but you might need some copper as well to produce that enzyme tyrosinase to also, you know.
But let's be honest here. If you're not applying it topically, and even if you are applying it topically, and you are suffering from poor blood flow to the scalp, it's akin to loading the hopper up with fertilizer, but the hose doesn't go out into the field. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, and that's a fantastic point. Is that's exactly the problem when it comes down to something like male pattern baldness. You're having this, you know, there's a reason why scalp blood flow is a lot less than people with full heads of hair.
So assuming that you get your insulin resistance under control, I've thought about. I'm a huge fan. I invert at least three or four times a week for brain function because it helps to keep vasculature in the brain wide open. But I feel it in my scalp and in my face. You know, my face and my scalp get so red. And I've often thought maybe while I'm hanging upside down, I should vigorously massage my scalp. Now, that's counterintuitive because most men who are losing their hair, they don't want to touch their scalp. They're afraid they're going to pull hair out. What about just plain old mechanical stimulation of the scalp? I mean, back in the day when I was a kid, the barber used to wear a vibrator on his hand, and he would massage your scalp with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's even though it doesn't really address the crux of the issue, why there is reduced blood flow there, it certainly does work for a lot of people. In fact, I have some people who are in such a low budget, all they do is do scalp massage. Sometimes they have a very elastic scalp. It does not work for everybody, but it can work miraculously for some people who really have no money to spend on any other methods. But sometimes it could be something like a structural defect that can be fixed properly with a proper adjustment, and that it can actually improve the pressure on the brainstem and actually increase blood flow to the scalp without any other intervention. Sometimes it's, or the sleep apnea, as you suggested, could be something, you know, outside just your general diet that could be affecting, you know, what's there. And of course, insulin resistance, something it's always good to touch back on, is that affects your nutrient absorption. You know, you think of diabetes mellitus, which is so prevalent these days, it literally means Greek for right through, meaning you're losing the nutrients that are going right through you. And then you've got these other things, like we were getting into the glyphosate, courtesy of Monsanto, and that's destroying not just the microbiota through the shikimate pathway, it's
right.
Also disrupting liver enzyme cascade.
Right, right.
C450 enzyme. So all these things play some role. And not to mention you have overfarming of the soils. So what little minerals we do have are not really getting readily absorbed and utilized. And it just goes on and on and on. You can have food allergies that could destroy the villi, which is that carpet shag-like production in the intestines, which are responsible for accepting our nutrients as well. So we have to kind of get into that. Are we being slowly poisoned to the point where we can't recognize food for food?
Well, and think about this. Chemotherapy is poison. It's deliberately poisoning a person's body to kill cancer cells, but it also kills healthy cells. And when your body reaches that level of toxicity, your hair all falls out. In a couple days, boom, it's gone. And then it takes months, sometimes even years, for it to completely grow back. So those of you out there who have undergone thinning hair and hair loss over time, you are being poisoned slowly. That's why you're losing hair slowly. Don't look at your hair loss as a reason for you to find an easy fix like hair transplants and so on. Look at it for what it is. It's the canary in the mine. There's something going on in your body. Your hair is the most susceptible to showing it. If you do the things that help your hair get healthy and strong again, your whole body is going to rejoice from it.
Yeah, it's such a great point, because one of the most interesting things that happen is people forget literally over time that they're unhealthy. They don't realize how unhealthy or sick they were until they start to regain it. You know, they find that one of the wonderful things about using, you know, various natural methods to restore your hair is that your libido gets better, your sleep gets better, you start to exhibit signs of anti-aging. By the way, this is really an anti-aging methodology. So I'm trying to look as young as I can for as long as I can and maintain all my faculties, you know, as absolutely as long as I can. And people say, why do you want to live so long? I said, because I want to feel young as long as I can.
Right, Right. Yeah. No, the people who are chronically ill don't want to live long. I want to live long. I know what it feels like to feel great. I haven't felt good in the past couple of years. I've got something going on in my gut that I believe is precipitating a lot of other issues for me. And I am going to finally address it all. I'm getting all my amalgam fillings taken out. I've got an entire protocol that I've developed myself. And I will write a book about this. If I have to go off the air to write the book and take some time off from the radio show, I will do it because I believe that a lot of people can benefit from the journey that I'm about to embark on. But, you know, your hair is just one of the obvious things, like the skin aging. You know, when your body isn't doing well, you age faster. And one of the things that shows up is you start losing hair, men and women. The website is immortalhair.org. You can go there and read up. Learn as much as you can. They will direct you where you can get the supplements that they talk about on the website, and you can save 10% off by using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, all one word, all caps. It's too much to talk to cover in one show. Hopefully we have opened the eyes of some people to know it is possible to regrow your hair. It is possible. Don't believe what other people tell you. But the problem is that we live in a quick-fix society. We want a pill. We want a shot. We want to be able to live the crappy lifestyle that we've been living, but still have our hair and muscular physiques with no body fat. And I'm sorry to tell you, it doesn't work that way. You got to address the root problems, and the end result will not only will you have beautiful hair, but you'll have a beautiful life, too. So there you go. Listen, Brian, I want to thank you for being on the show.
That's been great. Great being here, Carl.
And we'll talk again soon. So. And also want to thank Luke Tyburski. Go to his website, Luke Tyburski, TYBURSKI.com, to learn more about his amazing triathlon, 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.